Oh, they're just gonna eat their lunch.
You guys, the Patel guys? You guys are working back here?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see what happened this morning?
Well, we just saw them getting into a shooting.
Oh, just the shooting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw the guy running out.
Okay.
What's his name? We're gonna have to talk to all of you.
Yeah, you need to talk to all you guys.
So.
Okay, no problem. Okay. He doesn't speak English.
He doesn't speak English. Okay. What's your name?
Okay.
We'll get someone.
I can talk to you while you don't mind.
You don't speak any English? Did you see anything? Did you see what happened with the shooting? Okay, I'm gonna have a Spanish speaker come and talk to you, okay? Hi.
Hi.
Have we talked to you yet? Okay. All right, I'm going to get someone to speak Spanish here. Hello. This is Yvonne. Do we have Marty on his way? Okay. Well, we have, there were a bunch of workers in the back here at one of the houses that I guess witnessed everything, and they don't speak English, so. I don't know if we have anybody else from Major Crimes or anything that speaks Spanish here, but it's kind of like Ryan and I off by ourselves right now, and I was kind of hoping that Marty was going to come. Okay. All right, thanks. Bye. You don't speak English, right?
No.
Okay, what's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have someone that speaks Spanish come talk to you, and I just want him to know who to talk to.
Okay.
Okay. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did Detective Clark already talk to you?
No.
No? Okay. Did you see anything about what happened in the street?
I didn't see anything.
You didn't see any of it?
I was working in the backyard.
Did you hear shots or anything?
Yeah.
You could hear the shots? Okay. And what's your name?
Matias.
Can you spell for me?
M-A-T-I-A-S.
Oh, Matias. Okay. And what's your last name? Okay. And if we needed to get a hold of you later, how would we get a hold of you? Is your phone number or?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's 818. It's, you want my cell phone or my house?
Cell phone would be good.
Okay.
Okay. So, you were working in the back here this morning, and then what exactly did you hear?
What? Shoot the shots.
Do you remember how many?
It's hard to count. I know that was more than five.
More than five?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Did you hear any yelling or tire screeching, anything like that? Just shots. Did you know they were shots, or did you think?
No, I was thinking somebody was shooting, and that's it.
Okay. Did you come out and?
Yeah, like 10 minutes after when I heard the paramedics, police, whatever.
Okay, so you never, before that, you never came out and took a look or anything?
No.
Okay. Do you know if any of the other workers that were back here did? Is there someone we need to make sure we talk to?
I don't know.
Not that you know of. And do you have any idea what time it was at the time?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you. Has Detective Clark already talked to you?
No.
No? Do you speak English?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have Detective Luna speak Spanish, and he'll be here in a few minutes. So he'll talk to all three of you guys if that's okay, and that way you can feel more comfortable.
Okay.
What's your name?
Marcelo.
Marcelo?
Yeah.
Are you all going to be here for pretty much the rest of the day?
Yeah, we're going to be here for, like...
For how many days?
No,
for today,
yeah.
We're...
Oh,
definitely.
For today, you'll be here later?
Like 3:30 maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's important that we talk to every single person that was anywhere in here. That's just what we have to do when something like this happens. So, okay. All right. Detective Luna will be here maybe like in a half hour or an hour, and then he can talk to you guys in Spanish. Okay? Thank you.
Now, is it something that you'd be able to differentiate? Like, would you be able to say that you heard so many of these type of shots and so many of those type of shots, or was it kind of something?
Kind of something.
Okay, but about 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then after that, what happened?
Yeah, and then another truck pulled over. I think he was a cop or something, because he took out something in the back or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did he do?
He ran up to them. That's when I just started helping them.
Okay. And what did you see that other the cop? What was he wearing? Was he wearing clothes?
Yeah, like, he regular clothes.
Just regular clothes,
yeah.
like jeans and a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I think they were sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know if that person lives in the area?
I think he does.
Okay. So he pulls up, gets out, runs up to the cop to help him.
Yeah.
Did you see him, like, touching the cop or helping him with his shirt or anything like that? Or?
I didn't see that because I just walked away.
Okay. So the second he showed his badge, that's when you turn around and walk away?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what did you hear after that, if anything?
Nothing. You know, I just came back to work.
Okay. Now, when this was happening, did you see any other cars with these two cars?
Yeah. I think it was a beige, I don't know if it was a Mercedes van or a BMW.
Okay. And when you saw the truck going past the stop sign and the police officer right behind him, where was the other car? So this other car was actually behind the truck?
Yeah.
And the police officer was behind the other car?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did that fit in over here when the
car? That's the thing that I don't kind of figure out, you know, because, I don't know.
Marcelo seems like he's getting Mark's Spanish.
And those are the guys with him?
Yeah, those are the guys back there. And then Mateus, I got a student from him.
Okay.
But he's pretty with Marty's getting into.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you live around here?
I live on... Four away, but I didn't see anything that happened. I was here an hour or so ago, but...
Okay, you weren't here.
No.
Okay, thank you.